800-288-0633. Need to get some building materials taken care of? It's easy to do. You can do that at Rivers Builder Supply. That's right. Rivers Builder Supply is the place to go to get all those building materials that you need. They're located on Highway 191, about a mile south of Zawali, serving East Texas and West Louisiana. Open Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Open line is coming up.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app. The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views. If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, the tradition continues. Easter dinner buffet at Cypress Bend. Reservations highly recommended. Serving between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For reservations, call 318-590-1500. At the carving station, smoked ham, round of beef, champagne chicken, mahi mahi Vera Cruz. Great sides, three salads to choose from, terrific selection of desserts. Cypress Bend. Call your reservation in now. 318-590-1500. Today is Tuesday. Every Tuesday, any age, any movie, any time, at Parkway Cinema, only $6. Playing today, Ordinary Angels, The Chosen Season, Bob Marley, along with others. Go to acadianacinema.com, click on to Parkway Cinema. With us tomorrow is the Executive Director of the Sabine River Authority. With us on Thursday is the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Ungesser. With us today is Bessie Board member Stacy Mellowine. Stacy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, this is not really something new to you because if I remember correctly, your husband held the position that you now have before you ran for state representative and got elected there. Am I correct there?
You absolutely are. So he is excited to be serving in the legislature and on the House Education Committee this year. So he's continuing to work in that way.
Conservative families, let me ask a question. No learning curve for you. So what's the first things going on at the Bessie Board? Because I gather under the Jeff Landry administration, with the election of you, with the election of Lance Harris and others, we've got a much different education system now than we did, say, a year ago. Am I correct?
Absolutely. We are looking to innovate in the way that our students are learning and keep up the game, so we've been making an early childhood literacy and reading. We're also looking to free up educators and let them actually get back to the teaching. So we're very excited about these changes and hoping to remove some red tape from our classrooms.
You bring up a great point, letting teachers get back to teaching, which hasn't happened in quite some time. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so under Dr. Bremley's lead and through Bessie, we are really excited to roll out what we're calling the Let Teachers Teach Work Group. This work group is going to be headed up by Ms. Kylie Altier. She is a Baton Rouge Teacher of the Year, elementary school teacher, and it's going to focus on what can we do to help teachers get rid of the barriers that are preventing them from giving their full attention to classroom time. And that's going to be issues like discipline in the classroom for the students, excessive training, things of that nature. We're working to resolve those issues so our educators can actually, you know, educate.
You're not only a Bessie Board member, you're also the mom of kids in school. What's the goal for your kids, as well as all the other kids that are in education right now in Louisiana?
Yeah, the goal for my kids, and I hope for everyone's kids, is to raise them in a Christ-centered family, to have school not detract from those that we're in, but also to prepare them to go out and be good and productive citizens in the world. You know, we want our kids to have just a little bit easier and a little bit better in life than we had. And I think that's the American dream for everybody's family, that our kids can do just a little bit better than we did.
Dr. Cade Brumlin's on the program with us quite often, and I'm a big fan of Cade's. I think he's done a terrific job as superintendent of education. On a recent program, he said he was in favor of school choice. What's your position?
I'm in favor of school choice. Look, I have three little kids, like you just said. They're all very different. So what fits one of my kids may not fit the other kids. And that's in education, as is in all things. You know, little kids learn differently. What's right for my family may not be right for someone else's family. So we want parents to feel empowered to make a meaningful school choice decision.
Stacy Mellerine, she is on the Bessie board. By her job regularly is an attorney, and she lives in the Shreveport area. How often does the Bessie board meet?
We meet monthly, and then we have committees and work groups that meet as needed. So, you know, frequently meeting and reaching our communities as well. So, but we do have regular meetings about once a month, and all that information is on Bessie's website. If anybody would like to attend, those meetings are also live streamed in case anybody would like to find out what's going on and watch for themselves.
So I guess here's my question. It appears to me that in the last couple of years, Louisiana has gone away from number 48th in the nation and being at the bottom of our education, moving up quickly. Is there a realistic goal of where you would like to be at the end of your four-year term on the Bessie board as far as rankings in this nation?
Yeah, I've met with Dr. Brumley pretty extensively about this, about what we can realistically expect. And if we keep up our gains, we can expect to be in the 20s in education in Louisiana. So that is what I'm really shooting towards. I'd like to continue on the momentum that Dr. Brumley's built around early literacy. You know, we've skyrocketed in fourth grade literacy scores, and that's because of some intensive tutoring that we put in our schools to catch kids up so they can be on grade level by third or fourth grade, and that's just critical to their future success as well.
Parent involvement is something we don't talk about, I think, enough. And I had a guest on yesterday who was talking about his daughter at private school and how much more parent involvement in private schools. How important is that parent involvement in the education of any child?
Parent involvement is the number one factor, studies show time and again, that will determine how a child succeeds in school. It's critical. We need to get parents involved in the classroom and at home in reinforcing the things that they're learning. That's number one.
How would you tackle, I guess, in the next 12 months? You talked about letting teachers go back to being teachers. Give me other things that you would like to see done that will improve the education process in Louisiana and specifically in this district.
Yeah, of course. So when I was talking about the early literacy games, one of the things that's really improved early literacy outcomes for our kids right now are in kindergarten through second grade, we're screening those kids 3 times a year to give the parents a benchmark of where they are. And that reporting allows a parent to see where their kid is so they can help make a tutoring choice that's right for them, catch them up at home. And the schools can come in and offer some interventions to make sure their children are on grade level. I think that's really critical. I'd love to expand that into mathematics. We're working with Dr. Brumley to prepare a numeracy screener. So that's going to just what we're doing in reading and extend this out to math so kids can get back to learning the fundamental math skills that they need to succeed. Right now we have a big drop-off in math skills in middle school kids. And what that's showing us is, look, they're not learning the fundamental math skills and numeracy that they need to go on later to advance in those abstract math concepts. So that is something I'd like to see happen in the next 12 months. Another thing is to kind of remove some of those pathways that keep our schools from fully implementing career technical education for our high school students. So that if a child wants to, instead of going to college, be able to graduate from high school earning a livable wage, we need to change our accountability system so the schools can offer those programs to our students.
One of the things that I asked Dr. Brumley on a recent program is going to the 4-day work week for education. And his comment was he believes in two things. Number one, 5 days in school and keeping recess. So what's your thoughts on that? Do we need to go to 4 days or do we need to stay at 5 days?
I think we need to stay at 5 days. I don't think there's any benefit from taking your kids out of the classroom an extra day of the week. You know, in an ideal world, I would love that every child would go home and spend that fifth day with their families reinforcing those skills they learned in the classroom. That's not always the case. So, you know, we need more time in the classroom. And that safeguards things like recess and everything. It's little brain breaks that our young learners need. When you drop to a fourth grade, 4 day school week, you're really cramming a lot of minutes and you're taking away those breaks like recess and the programs like art and music that help kids really love to learn.
One of the things that I get the most complaints on here at the radio station involving education is school being dismissed for sometimes not real, but the parents think, great reasons. 30 years ago, when the internet was not here, if it snowed, you found out the morning of the snow we were doing with school. Now, if it projects it 2 days in advance, we turn out school. Do we turn out school too often, and how does this affect parents that have jobs and have no one to take care of the kids?
So school closures are something that are outside of my control and destiny, unfortunately, because I'm a big proponent of having kids in the classroom. I understand school safety concerns, this or that, but at the same time, it's our job to educate our kids. And that doesn't happen at home, and it does not happen effectively on virtual learning days where a working parent is trying to multitask and teach their kid online to catch them up. I think it's, you know, any job, you're required to get there. You're required to show up, and I think our school systems need to show up for our kids and keep working when it's at all possible. It's a tremendous burden on working parents when schools cancel at the last minute. You know, my husband and I are both attorneys. We both work full-time, and we rely on a schedule, and, you know, taking your family out of that schedule is difficult on everybody.
Stacey Vellering is our guest this morning. She's on the Bessie board. When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot of different things. We're losing students in Louisiana. Is it to homeschooling, private schools, or is it just lack of number of kids in Louisiana? That and other things. Be back in a moment. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on with Bass Heating and Cooling. Quality hometown-friendly service. Call them at 318-554-9884 or check them out on Facebook or go to their website at bassheatingandcooling.com. Mention that you heard the ad on the radio, you get a 10% additional discount.
Is your old ice chest ready for retirement? Why not replace it with a high-performance cooler by Yeti? Head over to Nichols and check out our great line of Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers are built to be indestructible and keep ice solid for days. Nichols also stocks plenty of Yeti beverage containers, tumblers, Yeti coolers, and Yeti totes. Perfect for camping, fishing, parties, and picnics. You won't go wrong with Yeti coolers, tumblers, and accessories. Get yours now at your local Nichols store.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacoco High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
four decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, Nichols is close to you. They got great anniversary gifts, birthday gifts, general merchandise store. Been there over 100 years. Leesville, Winfield, Coushatta, and Manning. On Thursday, it will be the Lieutenant Governor, and on Tuesday of next week, it will be Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. With us this morning is Stacy Mellowine. She is on the BESSE board, and there's been a lot of discussion about the number of students attending schools in Louisiana. What's the purpose and what's the reason for us having a decline in students?
We, as a state, we have a tremendous out-migration occurring right now. We haven't grown in population since the 70s. At that time, we were the same size as Florida. One of those states grew, one of those states shrank. And it's largely due to our policies and politics. We have to get it right to stop this flow of kids out of our state.
Education and politics has a lot in common. And let me kind of qualify this. I'm not a John Bel Edwards fan. I thought he was one of the worst governors we've ever had. I'm so glad to see him gone. But it appears to me in Louisiana, for education to do well, we've got to change politics, and I will point out, I'm a big Jeff Landry fan, and we've got to get crime under control. We've got to do some different things. So is there a correlation between education and politics?
Of course there is. We all know that, and it starts with what we're seeing in the classroom. You know, when you're under a liberal administration like John Bel Edwards, it shifts the focus away from learning basics, reading, math, science, the things that you want your kids to learn in school, but they need to learn to be prepared adults, to learning a different set of agendas. You know, we're working now with the Department of Education to strip out those things that have snuck into our classroom under the guise of social-emotional learning.
One of the things that we've dealt with in the past number of years has been the woke movement coming into education. It appears to me this BESSE board is not very inclined to go toward the woke movement and actually get rid of it. Correct or incorrect?
Absolutely correct. We need to get it out of our classrooms. Look, the schools, I always think of it this way. You know, as a mom, I want to be in control of what's in my child's heart. You know, the school educating facts, things like that, that can be, you know, their purview. But we need to get the school systems out of what they're trying to do with their kids in some of these areas.
How important is it for parents to go to school board meetings, to get involved in not only their child's education, but what the school is actually doing? Because it doesn't seem like that a large number of parents really go down and check on the school and say, okay, I like this program, I don't like this program. How do we get more involved, and how much do we need that?
Parents need to get involved at the local level with their kids' education. And here's why. One thing that people don't realize, a lot of parents don't know this, is that your local school district is in charge of setting the curriculum for your kids. They pick it. That's not state-directed. So, for instance, BESSE doesn't come out to the school districts and say, you have to teach this curriculum. So the school boards have that control, so you need to stay on top of it as a parent. It's just critical, because at those school board meetings, those folks sitting up on the bench are deciding what curriculum your kids are going to learn, what books they're going to read in the classroom. You need to be vigilant about it.
In the near future, next meeting or two, what are some of the topics coming up at BESSE meetings?
Of course. So at the next few BESSE meetings, we're going to be talking about that Let Teachers Teach work group that we discussed. And we're going to be talking about removing some of the social and emotional learning things where the woke agenda has crept into our classrooms. That's coming up at our next couple of meetings, so it'll be very exciting. And I think a very positive step for Louisiana.
We're visiting with Stacy Mellowine. She is your BESSE board member for this district, and her husband serves in the state representatives. Can I jump ship for a second? Because I know you have an interest. I think your husband, very conservative. It looks to me like Jeff Landry is getting a lot of his crime movement in place to protect Louisiana citizens. I'm sure he's discussed this with you.
He has. We are very excited about what's going on in the special session right now. It looks like a lot of the bills that have been filed are getting pushed through, so we should see a significant reduction in crime, and especially juvenile-related crime. So I think, you know, we're very excited about what's going on right now.
One of the issues that I hear quite often, you've got 15- and 16-year-old youths in school that are not acting like 15- and 16-year-olds. They're committing crimes. They're tearing up things, destructing things. This crime, will that help assist in that area as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The juvenile justice system under the last administration was just a revolving door. You know, criminals are not always dumb. They're savvy. They know that they can put a gun in the hands of a 16- or 17-year-old child and have them go carjack a person, a woman, putting their kids in the car in New Orleans area, in Shreveport area. And they're going to get a slap on the wrist and be back on the street in a matter of days right now. This special session can help change that so that, one, gangs aren't going to be preying on 15, 16-year-old children anymore to do their dirty work. And then, two, if they do, there's going to be a consequence involved for the kids that choose to go down that path.
Stacey, one of the things that has been a lot of discussions in the last couple of years, preparing our youth for the future, which may or may not include a college education or a trade school. I mean, let's face it, if you're a plumber or a painter, you're one of the most expensive people on the earth right now. How do we do a better job of finding out what our children are best designed to do, and how do we prepare them for a future?
So kids need the option to come out of high school earning a job that pays a livable wage. Like you said, you can earn a great living as a plumber, as a welder, in any of those technical trade occupations. We need to socialize this to our families and let them know that these opportunities are out there. We need to cut the red tape that's holding our schools back from fully implementing those programs so that they can get full credit for sending a kid on an alternative career path, such as welding, HVAC, and all that's going to earn them a whole lot of money than a sociology degree out of college. So those are some of the things that we really need to work on. Bossier Parish is one of the schools that gets this right. They have a beautiful facility as their school for innovation and technology, and their principal is doing an outstanding work there. She's catching kids in eighth grade with an apprenticeship program, and these are kids that may not have slotted in somewhere, just may have a really high interest in technical education. She's letting them come out and see what those career technical options are at the school, and the school's really going out of their way to bus students into that program so that they can learn things like coding, HVAC auto, welding. Things are going to have them in a position to really do well when they graduate and not have to get in debt going to college if they don't need to.
Stacey Mellerine, Bessie Board member, is our guest this morning. Be back in a moment. Northwestern State University's Office of University Recruiting will hold its annual Spring Inside View Day on Saturday, March the 2nd, beginning at 8 a.m. During the event, prospective students and parents can tour campus facilities and get information on financial aid, living on campus, housing, meal plans, campus involvement, and amenities, all at Northwestern State University, leading in education.
Beauregard Women's Health is now providing services in Leesville at Beauregard Health System Specialty Center, located at 931 Veron Terrace in Leesville. Beauregard Women's Health Center is here to serve women of all ages. We provide personalized care and support to ensure your continued health and wellness. Trust us to be your partner in life. Call 337-462-7160 or visit Beauregard.org. Beauregard Health System, here for life.
Hi, neighbors. Did you know most problems with a central air conditioner can be traced to poor planning or bad installation? My friends at Walter Sheet Metal tell me when a unit is undersized, the likely problems are insufficient cooling, continuous running, and short equipment life. Determining the correct unit for your project is complicated, but not to worry. The sales staff at Walters has the experience and tools needed to select the unit that's just right for you. Call Greg at 337-239-4579. Walter Sheet Metal, an employee-owned company.
Are you in the need of tree trimming, maybe grinding some stumps? especially hazardous removal, well, get in touch with M. Brock Incorporated out of Milan, Texas. Fully insured tree service, M. Brock Incorporated tree removal. Whatever the job, nothing too big or too small for the guys at M. Brock Incorporated. 409-625-1706, 936-275-8212. Call the guys at M. Brock Incorporated. We accept all major credit cards.
This is Trotter LaFollette from Manny, Louisiana. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in secondary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Sabine Parish, I hope that you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. Fork 'em.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, if it's time for an eye exam, Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 14 locations, including Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. For an appointment, 318-487-2020. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries, they do it all, including cataract surgery. Go to laiandlaser.com. Mike McCarthy Show comes up at 8:05. At 8:30, we're going to talk about the Sabine Parish Police Jury. New session, pretty well got everything wrong so far. That's coming up. Stacey Mellorine's our guest, and Stacey, got time for one more topic, and you brought it up a moment ago. Talk to us about it.
Right. So I'm excited to announce that Louisiana is doing something right in education. I said a little tongue-in-cheek, but it is very exciting news. Excel in Education ranked Louisiana as one of only three states to take action on that organization's 18 Fundamentals of Early Literacy program. And that's a really big testament to what Dr. Brumley has been doing right now with his tenure and the policies that our new board has set out. So that means things like we required science of reading training for all teachers that teach K-3 education, universal reading screeners. So that way, parents will know where their kids stand on reading and writing, kindergarten, first grade, second grade, so that by the time they hit third grade, they are prepared to read. They're reading on grade level. You know, I may have talked about this when I was campaigning, but one of the things that really drives student success are those third grade reading metrics. You know, correctional facilities use third grade reading in some states to determine whether or not or how many beds they need in a prison. So it's critical, and I'm glad our state is addressing the literacy crisis in Louisiana. And I'm really proud of the department and of Bessie, their work that we've seen and being recognized that as one of the top three. It's one of those times I get to rip on Texas. We've implemented all 18 of the Fundamentals of Early Literacy. Texas has only gotten 10 of the 18, so that's one of the few times we can say we're doing something right and kind of look at our neighbors.
One final question. I'm a firm believer in the merit system. If you have a person in education that's doing an exceptional job, they don't automatically get a raise when everybody else gets a raise. They're judged and they're paid based on their ability. We've never done that in Louisiana except through promotions. Your thoughts on that topic?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that pay should be merit-based. One of the challenges we have is that teachers are parish employees, but one of the things I'm excited about that we plan to roll out in our minimum foundation program, that's how we fund schools, their system, is differentiated pay for teachers, meaning merit-based pay to some degree, and paying teachers more when they teach a high-demand subject area. If you have a teacher that's teaching chemistry, physics, mathematics, and those middle or high school grades, those harder to find, harder to place. So we are proposing that we pay those folks a little bit more because they're teaching specialized content.
Stacey, enjoyed the visit. Look forward to visiting again in the near future. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I miss you more.